Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com is brought to you by RBC Royal Bank.
Welcome to Mind Your Farm Business, brought to you by RBC Royal Bank. I'm Sean Haney from realagriculture.com. I just want to mention that if you want past episodes of Mind Your Farm Business, just go to mindyourfarmbusiness.com. Okay, today we're going to talk about a tough subject. Today we're going to talk about getting your family farm succession plan started and completed before you're in a hearse on your way to the funeral home. Now, that seems kind of morbid, but it actually is really, really true. The best strategy is not to be working on your succession plan on the way to the funeral home. Leaving the family farm succession plan up to the remaining family members once you've passed away is not going to guarantee any sort of success. Today, our guest is Jolene Brown. Jolene travels across North America helping family farms get family farm succession right. As Jolene always says, you have to honor the family by doing the business right. Family farm succession is not a lottery or a gamble. Family farm succession requires hard work, dedication, and really requires transparency from all the participants, including mom and dad. Jolene, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm just having a wonderful time. Thank you.
Well, it's good to see you again. We're going to talk a little bit here about family farm business. It's complicated. It's not easy. It can work, though. And one of your talks is stop the fighting on the way to the funeral home. What do you mean by that?
That means you better do things when the times are good. Because if you don't honor the family by doing the business right, you're going to have people disagreeing, agreeing, assuming, hoping, wishing. And then at the funeral home, they get to find out what's really going to happen at the reading of the will. So what I know is that if you want to honor the family, you've got to do the business right. And this means you have to do work ahead of time.
Unless you like surprises.
Oh, there is always that surprise at the reading of the will. Now listen, when I talk about when are people going to transition, because I'm asking the senior generation, when are you going to transition leadership and ownership, not just labor and management? When are you going to transition the other? And I said, is it going to be during your lifetime where you're still there to vet and mentor and teach and see who has earned it? Or is it going to be at the reading of the will surprise? I said, you just have to tell me when, because whatever you tell me, I'm telling the next generation. And if it's at the reading of the will, I'm going to say to them, how much risk are you willing to take in the hopes things will be as you wish? And hope is not a good business strategy.
No, hope is not a plan. And why, like, the reality is that that's like gambling. Like, okay, well, we'll just see how it works out in the end. And when we get to read the will, we all show up and either we won the lottery or we got totally screwed.
Yeah. You know, well, this makes smoke come out of my ears, Sean. It's when the senior generation says, you know, when I die, I just want two things. I want all of our kids to get along and I want them all to be happy. In order for that to happen, I'm going to let them decide how we should divide our assets. This is the parents' job, because you know who is the Sherman tank of the kids. This is what I want, and this is how it's going to be. You know who is the martyr. If that's what you want, you can have it. We want peace, love, and brotherhood in the family. You know who has put in earned sweat equity, has been vetted and trained to run the business, and you're going to let them decide.
Yeah, I think the parent that doesn't deal with it while they're alive and just waits till they're dead, that's basically being pretty spineless.
Yeah, although I did have a grandma say to me, she is not telling anybody what's in her will, because right now everybody still comes to see her at the nursing home.
Well, there is that too. We do get lonely when we get older.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess, but for a lot of families that just try to even have the conversation, that never mind what's going to be discussed. It's just getting everybody together to actually have this discussion about the eventuality of one or two of the patriarchs, matriarchs of the family aren't going to be there forever.
Yep.
That's difficult.
Well, and I don't want to start the conversation together. I want to talk to them, each of them separately. I want to know, what are they thinking? What are they wishing? I said yesterday when I worked with a family, if wishes were fishes, what do you want? But I started talking to mom and dad first, because they're the asset owners and they're the one that the decision is to be made. And when I had the adult children around, I said, our number one goal is to respect the decision of the asset owners. You may not like it, or you may really like it, but the bottom line is they get to choose. Now, here's the good thing. You're going to know the rules of the game before I leave today. And then you can make your decision if you want to play the game or not, or if you want to change the game or make another option for the game. But at least you know where things stand today. boy, did we open some eyes.
Yeah, well, and you travel across North America talking to farms of all shapes, all sizes, all sort of genres inside this great industry. The challenge doesn't seem to be going away.
Well, it doesn't make any difference how big your operation is or how financially strong you are or
not. No, not at all.
It has nothing to do with the color of equipment, how many critters you have, or how many acres. It has everything to do with whether or not you want a legacy to continue, when are you going to transition, and then to whom. Once we get those three question answers, how we do it becomes quite easy.
Do you still see frequently people are actually figuring this out on the way to the funeral home?
Much before on the way to the funeral home, because we're getting some really smart people in agriculture who knows that we can't play the gambling game. And that's what it is. It's a hope and a wish that everybody will get along when I'm gone, that they'll all be happy, that the farm can continue, that people will go on in their jobs. And I say to the parents, if you want your adult children to ever talk to each other again, you have got to do this while you're alive. And there's ways to do this. And we even role model the upstart and the old fart with the conversation. And I talk to them why their will has to be written in plain English. My will, when it's done, I don't even understand what it says by all the time the where to fours and their as's are put in.
Yeah.
I said, so you go to the attorney and you say, well, this is what we're thinking, but you're the expert here. What are we missing? And then would you write this up in a draft in plain English? And then you take those home, get all your kids home. Do not do this at Christmas time. And then you say, this is what we have planned right now. Everybody take a copy. I'm going to read it through you. I'm going to show you our buy-sell agreement as well. Take a copy. You grew up in this house. You review it, and then you come back, and I want to talk to each of you individually. Then you get to go back and make the stuff legal and decided.
And don't let things like seeding and harvest get in the way from getting that plan in action.
You bet. There is no order of when somebody's going to blow up or walk away. There is no order when somebody's going to die. And so I don't want people to be overwhelmed. I want them to get just one thing done at a time. So if it is a structure that you want get done so that you form people working together, a corporation, etc., make sure you've got a buy-sell done the same day. If not, if that attorney ever draws up a structure where you work well together, commingled assets, and you don't have a buy-sell agreement, I want you to take that attorney and hang them up by the balls or boobs. I don't care what sex they are, because they've done you have a disservice and my doggone phone's going to ring.
Right.
Yeah. So there's things that you do when the times are good, and we're finally getting the advisors up to speed, that they're beginning to say, oh, but if you do this, you also need to do this. And this is just your first step. There's four more things you need to do to make it a strong business.
It's not easy.
No, but is it worth it? It all depends how much you love your family. I just did a panel here up in Canada, and when we're done, I said to them, why do you hate your kids? Because if you loved them, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. You'd get something done. Not doing them is an act of hate.
I love how direct you are.
Oh yeah.
It's fun when it's not directed at me.
Well, and I get it directed back at me. You know, in the book, Holy Crap, I Married a Farmer, I said, you know, everybody said, I'll never marry a farmer. There's no way I do it. And I said, then that gosh darn Cupid came around, got out his arrow. It's his fault. Just blame Cupid. Well, they can blame me.
Yeah. Well, Julian, it was great to chat with you. And be proactive. That's the message. Yeah. Be proactive. Don't wait.
Yeah.
And it's easy to say, you know, we'll get to it. It's easy to say that, hey, we're all inside. There's just that one last piece we need to figure out. Be proactive and get it done.
They let perfect be the enemy of really good. They'll do everything along the line, but maybe something else is going to come along. So then they don't do it. My big thing is that when you let perfect be the enemy of really good, you're still planning as if something's going to be done in the future. We got to have something done right now.
Very, very true words. Julian, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sean.
So is it worth it? Well, as Jolene says, it depends how much you love your family and your business. We can't procrastinate. We must be proactive in this process. One of the key messages I thought that Jolene said there at the very end was, don't let perfect be the enemy of really good in your family farm succession plan. That's a wrap on another episode of Mind Your Farm Business. I want to thank Jolene Brown for joining us today. I also want to mention you can go to mindyourfarmbusiness.com for other episodes of this great podcast. And I want to thank RBC for being our sponsor. Until next time, keep minding your farm business.